Shulchem, with everyone's permission. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Hope everybody is doing well. Zman Simchatenu. Zman Simchatenu. Time of our joy. Today's shiur is dedicated to Lunishmar Makaba Jalinus, Hana Bat Shemuel, Shalomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, and Yorah Bat Yitzchak, Baruch Hashem Tinecham Began Eden. And we are learning about Galut. Today we are in Galut. Gimel Galut. The first galut that Pele Yoetz is going to talk about, galut means exile. It means being exiled from your home to have to go wander and be a stranger in many other places. So the first type of galut that Pele Yoetz is going to speak about is personal galut. We're expecting with galut to get to the national galut, yes, that the Jewish people were exiled from Israel. He's going to start us off with actually first person, the idea of personal galut, being exiled from a person's own home. So Amru Rabotenu Zal, so our Chachamim said in Pirkei Avot, Heve Golel Nimkom Torah. A person should exile himself to a place of Torah. And the next part of it is Ve'al Tomashi Tavo Acharecha. And don't say that the Torah is going to follow you.
You have to follow the Torah.
You have to follow the Torah, which means that a person must choose and go out of his way.
So I'm in a city where there is a
to live in a place where there's Torah.
You must find a city
where
has Gabayim.
Jewish school.
Where there's synagogues, there's yeshivot, there's a Jewish school, there's a mikveh, there's kosher restaurants, and there's kosher supermarket. A person has to go out of his way to live in these places, not to live in a bumble town when there is no yeshiva.
Dangerous.
And maybe there's one kanika that they get together in Yom Kippur, but there's no mikveh and there's no kosher life and no Jewish institutions. Even exile yourself to the place of Torah. V'hen emet. And yes, it's true. Shamu Rabotenu Zal Mitzvah HaAdam Shiyadur B'mkom Avotav. Our Chachamim also did say it's a mitzvah to live in the place that your parents lived. To live in their area. There is a certain...
Close to them.
Yes, there's a certain level of home.
Something good you are doing.
Which is associated with the place of your parents. Uchtzipor noderet min kina ken ish noded min komo. A person who moves from his place to another place is like a bird that's fleeing its nest and is going from one place to another. And the EF Sha'ala Adam la akord diratomi machon shifto. And yes, it's not so simple for a person to just move from one city to another city to get up in this. Aval imi erashu chach la akord diratomi mekomo aderech ma'alar avotenuza. The person who has to,
he's forced to move.
As our Chachamim said in Bava Metzia, man devish lebehay mata lezil lemata acharite. A person that it's not working out for him in one city, things are not working out.
Yes, move.
Just move to another city because sometimes, yeah, exactly. Sometimes your mazal is dependent on the place.
Yes, sure.
And in a way that Gemara over there, it faults a person who doesn't move. If a person's mazal is not good in one place,
and you don't move,
it's almost your fault that you're choosing to stay in a bad situation. You're choosing to stay in a bad place. The lezil mata acharita. You know, your mazal might change in another place.
I'm moving out 40 years.
So,
the office.
So if you're going to do that and you have to move, at the very least, if you're going to move, yivchai el yor kovei imkom Torah. Go move to a place of Torah.
Thank God, okay? Next to Safra Synagogue.
So I'm going to push you either way, move to a place of Torah. But I understand, for some people it's difficult to move, but you know, sometimes you're moving anyway, or you have to move anyway, you're trying to get out of the place that you are. So at least get to a place of Torah. Choose wisely. Choose
wisely.
And you'll know that your children will be Tamidei Chachamim, or at the very least it's talking about your children
Make
are going
effort.
To be Jewish. Right? Your children are going to interact with other Jews and they're going to be part of a Jewish community.
Amen.
Right? And Al-Khas HaShalom
Mashadi style. Yeah. It's very
right?
Mashadi style. This is, they're learning from here.
He's saying go be part of a place that has a Jewish community so your children can be part of the Jewish community, so that they'll interact with Jews, and Bezrat Hashem marry Jews, Amen. And Bezrat Hashem, the line of Amen. Jewish tradition will be Amen. Able to continue. Amen. Unfortunately, where does the Jewish tradition end? It ends with people that they isolate themselves, go to a town in the middle of nowhere where there are no Jews, and they say, no, and for what? For Parnassa. For Parnassa. I can go make money there, let me go make money there. And then they lose their family, unfortunately. Shelo neda.
Mashadi, they learned this 200 years ago, Rabbi. I'm sure they were studying
this. They were learning Peleoets. Not just that, when you're part of the Jewish community, you're going to learn the rules, even if you're not sitting and learning. If on Sukkot everybody's building a sukkah, you're going to build a sukkah. Yes. Everybody is taking lavetrop. You're going to learn to take lavetrop.
Even by jealousy.
Whichever way it happens, you're going to be part of Jewish life as well. ויפה אמר רבי יוסף בן קיסמא, and רבי יוסף בן קיסמא said beautifully, right? אם אתה נותן לי כל כסף, what was the story? The story in Pirkei Avot, he doesn't say the whole thing. But a man came and he finds this rabbi on the road, Rabbi, and they're passing the Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and he tells him, you know, come be our rabbi, come to our town. And he says, and if you come to our town, he says, we'll shower you. Kesef is ahav with silver and with gold and you name your salary. You name your salary, just come be our rabbi. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, Imata noten kol kesef is ahav shebaolam, you give me all of the silver and gold in the world, eni dar ela bimkom Torah. I will only live in a place of Torah. So I come from a city of Talmidei Chachamim and I'm in a city of Torah. I want my children to grow up in a place of Torah. In the same way. So she'im yilmor davar tov, echa tov dayo. In the place of Torah, if I learn one thing more than I would have just living in Bumbletown, living in a place without Torah, right? That if for that enough, it's better for me to live in that place. So he told him, you give me all the silver and gold in the world, I'm not moving to a place that doesn't have Jewish life. The commentaries very beautifully ask, they say that, how do you know? How did he know that there is no Jewish life?
Oh, because he's telling him.
So there are many answers to this question. One of the answers is, it says, because he made the salary so high.
He understood.
Right? It goes by...
He understood.
they were desperate for a rabbi.
Nobody wants to go over there. There's no rabbi.
There's supply and demand. Right? If there are a lot of rabbanim and there's not, then the salaries wouldn't be so high. So then, בכלל שהרוצה לזכות לחידרה של תורה ואינו מוצא במקומו ממי ללמוד, ישלחנו אביבו ילך לו לעיר חכמים אשר טובים ללמוד תורה. And part of this, he said, if a person wants to learn Torah and he doesn't have it in his place to learn, his father should send him, or he should go learn, he should go himself to a place where they learn Torah. This actually, I saw this. When I was in my yeshiva in Israel, there were some people that their families were from, again, places that didn't have any
so
they send their children, but even more than that, what they told me is they said that for high school, they said, and I think even for some of middle school, they said, our parents sent us to another city. They sent us to Chicago, or they sent them to another city. They said we dormed ourselves on our own for middle school, for high school, in another city away from our parents.
Most of Chabad,
they would come back every couple of months, just like college, but they would do it for high school. But how come? Because our parents wanted us to learn in yeshiva. Our parents wanted us to learn in yeshiva. Mm-hmm. And this is what they would do. They said in our own town they didn't have it. They didn't have a yeshiva to send to. So our parents sent us. They sent us away so that we could learn in yeshiva. And that's how we got to where we are.
Don't think about
that it's difficult that your child is not near you. Don't think that you're not going to be near your parents. Don't think about the cost that it's going to be.
The trouble that it's going
to be. Your child has to learn in a yeshiva day school. If you don't even have one in your place, send them somewhere else. Send them somewhere else so that they can learn in yeshiva. How come?
I went to boarding school, Rabbi. There was not a yeshiva.
Yeah. So these were yeshivot that were boarding schools.
Yes,
and
I went to boarding.
They school. Have them in America.
I was the only kosher boy. And the only one putting tefillin.
Wow.
The roommates are Arabs.
Right, so he says, "Shehakol ke'ay neged tovat heyot zochel yeshivat rodra," that everything is nothing compared to having the crown of Torah. Everything is nothing compared to my children are going to marry Jewish.
Right? No doubt.
Right?
There is no price for it.
What place will a person get to? He puts a price on it?
There's no price.
If a person, chas v'shalom, gets to a point that their son, that their daughter says, I'm going out with a non-Jew, and maybe we'll just do a quick conversion, and at that point, a parent, chas v'shalom, gets to the point that I would spend all the money in my world to separate them.
Yeah. It's too late.
Like Rabbi Ben Chaim, again, we shouldn't know. He had a story of somebody that they sent those children to school, and they were afraid. At the end of his life, he called on his deathbed in the hospital. He called Rabbi Ben Chaim and he said, "Can you promise me a Jewish burial that I'll be buried Jewish? Because I don't know that my children are going to bury me Jewish." So he said, "It was worth it for you to go that route." And he says, and you know what, even if there is a rabbi in your town, sometimes a person doesn't connect with every person.
Yeah. Sure.
And even if there is a rabbi in your town, town, it doesn't mean you connect to that one. Right? A person doesn't have the zechut. There's a beautiful Gemara that says, Lo mina kol zochei adam lirpot. It says, also, even with doctors, there's a zechut. Not the best doctor even might not be the best doctor for you. He might not be the one to you. Right? Hashem sometimes gives us a chut to a different doctor. Right? A person has to have lo min hakol zochei adam leitrapot. A person doesn't have a chut to have his refuah to get healed from any doctor. Sometimes even the doctor that's not as good as the other doctor, but happens to be for you, they had the zechut, or you had the zechut to get refuah to be healed by them. So he says it's the same thing with Torah. Right? A person doesn't always connect with every rabbi. So he says, even if you have a rabbi in your town, even if you have a yeshiva in your town, but you see that your child doesn't connect, or it's not working out in this yeshiva, go somewhere else. Find somewhere else where they do connect. Find somewhere else where it does work for them. Or maybe it's not just your children, maybe it's you. You want to learn Torah, so you don't connect to the rabbi of the city. Or you
thank God I connect with my rabbis.
Hashem. The Tosfot say that the minhag of, even in Israel, the Gemara says they used to go to Bavel to learn Torah. Why? Because Bavel was the center of Torah. And they had the best yeshivot. So in order to be able to learn properly, they would even leave Eretz Israel. Isn't this?
Yeah.
You realize how important the Torah is and how high the Torah is? That if a person is not able to learn in Eretz Israel...
not tefillin. Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Nowadays, I'm saying there's a lot of Torah in Israel and Eretz Israel, and a person is able to learn Torah in Eretz Israel. But if a person, they weren't able to learn Torah in Eretz Israel, they would send to Bavel so that they could learn Torah.
Wow.
So, do you realize the level that the Torah is? It's one of the only reasons a person's allowed to leave Eretz Israel. It's to learn Torah. If a person cannot learn Torah in Eretz Israel, but they have a yeshiva or they have a rabbi or a place that they can learn outside of Eretz Israel,
and you Torah go outside of Israel. If you don't have the Torah, then Eretz
Israel
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just
the
land.
So, lo b'shamayim hi. Right? It said, we just read this parashan, parashan Nitzavim. The Torah is not in heaven.
It's right here, in your fingers.
So, what did our Chachamim say? And Rashi says it on the place. Rashi on the spot says, "Sheim hayita b'shamayim hayita tzarich lecharia." It's not in the heavens, but you know what? If it was in the heavens,
you would have to go there.
You would have become to go there. You would have to become. This is one of the few hints that they knew that people could go to space one day. They knew about it, right? They said, if it was in the heavens, you would have to find a way to go get there. Oh, Hashem did us a favor. Yes. He didn't put it in the heavens.
See me in your phone if you want.
ולא מעבר לימי, it's not across the oceans, שאם היית מעבר הים, היית צריך ללך להריח. If it was across the oceans, you would have to find a way to get across the ocean in order to get the Torah. ולו חכמו ישכילו זאת האבות והבנים, גודל טובת הזוכה שיהיו בניו בני תורה, and if a person would be wise enough to understand, the fathers and the children, how great it is and how good it is for a person's children to have Torah, היו מוכרים כסותם ושולחים ביניהם למקום תורה. They would even sell their clothing in order to be able to send their children to have a place to learn Torah. וסגולת התורה היא שנקנית יותר על ידי גלות וטלטול. And you know, sometimes it's that galut, it's that moving from place to place, which is the reason a person is able to learn. Meaning, this is a beautiful psychological point, he's saying. Yes. Like, for certain people, it's just the very fact that they're in their hometown that they're not able to learn. You see this a lot with those who go to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes, for sure, it's
you're free. You're
you know,
like
they go for 1 year. Sometimes it's the zechut of Eretz Yisrael, for sure, without a doubt, that a person is, goes in Eretz Yisrael and is able to learn. But sometimes, it's the fact that you left your place in order to go learn there. The fact that you exiled yourself, you uprooted yourself from your home to go learn there, that you have success in your learning over there. Sometimes it's just that very zechut that you moved yourself to go learn. So he said, go and learn. Yeah. He says, well, everything's according to the person. In our generation, if you have in your own hometown a place that you can learn and you enjoy it and you connect with it, don't leave. Stay where you are.
Right here.
Especially so the family could stay together and the fathers can be with the children. If you're married, that you'll be able to stay with your wife.
Amen.
Right? Back then, even sometimes the husbands, they would leave their wives to go learn Torah. But he says, if you're in a place where you don't connect or you're not able to learn,
you know,
take times that you go and leave, go take a month to go learn Torah. Yeah. People go on business for a few weeks.
My late grandfather,
happiest Thursday.
He left Israel because in 1930.